AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Iran is promising to confront pressure from the U.S. The U.S. and Iran are inching closer and closer to a flashpoint.
The United States and Iran in a tense stare down one day after Tehran announced it is breaking compliance with the International Nuclear Accord President Trump withdrew the U.S. from last year. The Trump administration has ordered 1,000 more troops to the Middle East. According to the Pentagon, the deployment includes security forces and surveillance and intelligence gathering personnel. The deployment is in part aimed at deterring hostile actions by Iran and to ensure key shipping lanes are not disrupted. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The president's launching his re-election bid tonight and rolling out a new campaign video.
This is a movement like we've never seen in the history of our country.
Wisconsin is Trump country.
And that's what this fight is all about. We're taking on the failed political establishment and restoring government of, by, and for the people. It's the people. You're the people. You won the election.
The president will rally supporters tonight in Orlando. Last night, he tweeted about a new effort to send immigrants here illegally back home. An administration official says that effort will focus on the million immigrants who've been issued final deportation orders by federal judges but are still here. Facebook is going to create digital currency like Bitcoin. It'll roll out what it calls Libra early next year. It's been working on this with more than two dozen partners, including Visa, Uber, and PayPal. Authorities in the Dominican Republic have identified the man they believe paid hitmen to try to kill baseball legend David Ortiz. He's recovering at a hospital in Boston. This is AP Radio News. Fans of the Hunger Games trilogy will have something to look forward to, with a new book in the works from author Suzanne Collins.
Fans know how it all played out, but what happened before?
This is the revolution, and you are the Mockingjay.
No, before that.
Edna 17, the girl on fire!
Before that even.
I volunteer as tribute.
Suzanne Collins will have the answer in a prequel set 64 years before the start of her Hunger Games trilogy, setting the narrative in the years after the Dark Days, the failed rebellion in the country of Panem. Collins says she wanted to explore what people perceive as necessary for survival. The book doesn't yet have a title, but it's due out next May. I'm Ben Thomas.
New York became the 13th state in the union to authorize driver's licenses for immigrants who entered the U.S. illegally under legislation approved by lawmakers and signed into law last night. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.